Hated out of, you know what I mean. It's not like normal fog at all. It sort of drifts oddly. She finished lamely. And you can nearly hear voices, she added. You can't nearly hear voices, said Victor, in the hope that his own rational mind would believe him. You either hear them or you don't. Listen, we're both just tired, that's all it is. We've been working hard and, not getting much sleep, so it's understandable that we think we're nearly hearing and seeing things. Oh, so you're nearly seeing things, are you? Said Ginger triumphantly. And don't you go around using that calm and reasonable tone of voice on me, she added. I hate it when people go around being calm and reasonable at me. I hope you two lovebirds aren't having a tiff. Victor and Ginger stiffened. Dibbler clambered up into the opposite seat and leered encouragingly at them. Sol followed. There was a slam as the driver shut the carriage door. We'll stop for a meal when we're halfway, said Dibbler, as they lurched forward. He hesitated and then sniffed suspiciously. What's that smell? He said. I'm afraid my dog is under your seat, said Victor. Is it ill? Said Dibbler. I'm afraid it always smells like that. Don't you think it would be a good idea to give it a bath? A mutter on the edge of hearing said, Do you think it would be a good idea to have your feet bitten right off? Meanwhile, over Holywood, the fog thickened. The posters for Blown Away had been circulating in Ankh-Morpork for several days, and interest was running at fever pitch. They'd even got as far as the university this time. The librarian had one pinned up in the fetid, book-lined nest he called home. Well, in fact, he called it Ook, but probably in translation it meant home. And various others were surreptitiously circulating among the wizards themselves. The artist had produced a masterpiece. Held in Victor's arms, against the background of the flaming city, Ginger was portrayed as not only showing nearly all she had, but quite a lot of what she had not, strictly speaking, got. The effect on the wizards was everything that Dibbler could possibly have hoped for. In the uncommon room, the poster was passed from hand to shaking hand, as if it might explode.
There's a girl who's got it, said the Chair of Indefinite Studies.
He was one of the fattest wizards, and so overstuffed that he seemed to be living up to his title. He looked as though horsehair should be leaking from frayed patches. People felt an overpowering urge to rummage down the side of him for loose change.
What's it, Chair? Said another wizard. It. Oomph. The old way.
They watched him politely and expectantly, like people awaiting the punchline.
Good grief. Do I have to spell it out? He said. He means sexual magnetism, said the lecturer in recent runes happily. The lure of wanton soft bosoms and huge pulsating thighs and the forbidden fruits of desire, which...
A couple of wizards carefully moved their chairs away from him.
Ah, sex, said the Dean of Pentacles, interrupting the lecturer in recent runes in mid-sigh. Far too much of it these days, in my opinion.
Oh, I don't know, said the lecturer in recent runes. He looked wistful.
The noise woke up Wendell Poons, who had been dozing in his wheelchair by the fire. There was always a roaring fire in the uncommon room, summer or winter.
What's that? He said.
The Dean leaned towards an ear.
I was saying, he said loudly, that we didn't know the meaning of the word sex when we were young.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true, said Poons.
He stared reflectively at the flames.
Did we ever find out, do you remember?
There was a moment's silence.
Say what you like, she's a fine figure of a woman, said the lecturer in recent runes defiantly. Several young women, said the Dean.
Wendell Poons focused unsteadily on the poster.
Who's the young fella? He said.
What young fellow? Said several wizards.
He's in the middle of the picture, said Poons. He's holding her in his arms.
They looked again.
Him, said the Chair dismissively.
Seems to me I've seen him before, said Poons. My dear Poons, I hope you haven't been sneaking off to the moving pictures, said the Dean, grinning at the others.
You know, it's demeaning for a